And right now, getting into your Tuesday chat, you're on Radio Life and Style. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And Barry Chapman is in the studio on a Tuesday with a coffee in hand and his best radio voice for a catch-up from the world of plumbing, the wonderful world of plumbing that, you know what, I didn't think a plumbing feature could last on radio as long as this one does and still keep it interesting. It's been an education. It continues to be. Barry, how are you, my friend?
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Nice to have a little bit of Wheaties there. I think I was walking down the corridor over here while it was playing. I was singing aloud.
You see,
soaking it up properly.
I got your back. You need your daily dose of fiber, daily dose of Wheaties.
That's
keep it regular. And hey, listen, speaking of regular, this is like a regular radio feature. They said it couldn't be done, a plumbing show, but here we are. We're making proving the point. And last week we were touching base on a really interesting adventure that you had up in the Cape. You're learning about a technology, a water, a purification plant, essentially, that could be installed for as small a footprint as a single residence or a larger operation, whether it's a commercial thing or a hospitality thing. And based off that, you actually got an inquiry. Someone forwarded a radio link interview to someone, and now it looks like you're going to be installing one of these things. What's the story?
Yeah, so treatment. Water treatment plant, the Muscom Fusion. It's a black water or wastewater treatment plant. Basically, it goes for any domestic household, to a complex, to shopping centers, to a small precinct.
So there's different sizes, different options. I mean, this thing can be really small, or can be quite
100%. Well, I mean, just recapping a little bit on last week, there's limitations in South Africa for development now. There is a gazetted post that states that if your sewer treatment works has no capacity to receive your sewer effluent, you unfortunately cannot proceed with your development. Whoa. So that is a serious stumbling block in the way of progress and moving forward and people making their dreams come true. But Muscom Water and the Fusion have stepped forward, and you can now become the master of your own destiny. Treat your own effluent, plus the recycled water. You can now put that back into flushing toilets or irrigation or...
This is a big thing. There's this whole buzzword around circular water, circular reusing, reclaiming,
100%.
And this is it. So the technology, it's called the Fusion. A company called Muscom Water are the local manufacturers, and Barry is an accredited installer, Chapman Plumbing. Gone through all the proper training to understand the ins and outs of this thing and how to properly integrate it into your setup, a custom setup for you. And this latest inquiry is going to go to an ecologically sensitive setup, I believe, where other things won't work. Eh?
So you're really going to have to force me to go down there to go and do a site visit. the absolutely pristine Mtentu River.
Yeah. It's gonna be a real chore for a nature lover like Barry.
Very difficult. I might have bleeding nails holding myself back. No, so the Mtentu River, there's a couple of camps down the bottom there that there's some really, really awesome nature loving environmental guys that have taken over the one camp. And they currently have the EcoLoo or composting toilet. And as great as they are, you can only really do so much in one day with one of those toilets.
And then it
becomes a bit much to handle.
You don't have to say more than that. Yeah, gotcha.
So, and then you have the other problem of it not being processed properly. Where do you put it in the meantime? It becomes environmentally not a good thing to do. So they really, really interested in going down the line of wastewater treatment. They've done a bit of research. They got referred a couple of things to some other products on the market that only do a three-stage or a four-stage process. and they got multiple reviews stating that those systems are smelly and don't work properly, and the effluent water that comes out of it is actually still not really that well processed.
So the must come, just if I remember correctly, seven stages? Is that?
Seven stages, yeah. And one of the biggest stages is the recirculation of it within the unit. It denitrifies and reduces the phosphates and everything inside the water.
Wow.
So by the end of it, the end product that's coming out is of a very, very good quality. It's still considered effluent. It's treated effluent water. Mm. But to be completely honest, there were people in the past that have picked up a glass and taken a sip of it. And,
they're still standing.
They're still alive. Yeah, so very, very exciting about that. It really opens up a whole bunch of doors for developers, households. And again, those examples of City of Cape Town, Department of Environmental Affairs in the CBD of Cape Town, put one of these units in. They're recirculating or recycling 8,000 liters of water a day.
That is the big win. The fact that you just reclaim and reuse, and it goes back in the system, and you reclaim it and reuse it. And
well, you're pulling away that water use that's just going down into wastewater treatment works that then discharges into the rivers once it's been processed. You're opening up 8,000 liters, 200 liters per person a day. You're opening up that to how many people that didn't have access to water or ran out. You're extending the life of your reservoirs exponentially.
This is a game-changing tech. And if you're looking to have one installed to bring your water bill dramatically down and do your bit for preserving our precious resource, talk to Chapman Plumbing, Barry and the gang, man. And something else that was of interest, because, you know, we're in a part of the world where there is a lot of renting out of establishments, and with that sometimes there are headaches when you have tenants who are maybe not playing ball, maybe not paying for the utilities as you hope they would as a landlord. And Barry, on the waterfront, when there are problems with people who are not paying water bills,
so the big thing here is people think they don't have rights. So obviously people that decide that they're going to stay in your property and not pay their part seem to have quite a little bit of holding over you. But you have rights as well.
As a landlord.
As a landlord. And if you're not paying for your water services, you cannot turn somebody off their water. It's part of your basic human right.
Mm.
But you can restrict it.
Oh, okay.
So there is a fantastic restricted device that was developed in South Africa that provides you 200 liters of water a day, 6,000 liters of water a month. And that's what it gives you. That is our minimum requirement.
Legal requirement.
Legal requirement.
And after that has been dispensed, then this thing is basically capped. It'll shut off the daily allowance of water.
So basically it trickles through in a controlled manner that if you had to leave the tap open for 24 hours, you would get your 200 liters.
Oh, okay. So it's there. But it makes things challenging for
100%
the occupant. Okay.
So you don't want to deny a person access to their basic human rights, and you don't want to violate the constitution of our country. But at the end of the day, you as a landlord, body corporate, homeowners association, wherever you are, you sitting. I mean, we've got an example now of a homeowners association that's got a person who's in excess of 200,000 rand of unpaid water, and they haven't known how to approach it or go forward to it. And we've obviously approached the necessary people. We've got the device. We've got a write-up from them regarding the device as well, and it is fully legal to install.
Okay, so here you go. Another potential solution to a possible problem. And if that's you, if this pertains to you, or you know someone who might benefit or be interested in finding out more, maybe getting one of these things installed, who are you going to call? Chapman Plumbing. Barry and the team, they are waiting to help you out on so many different fronts. You know, the drain specialist, the geezer specialist, just plumbing, full stop. These are the guys.
Yep, water. Protecting the most valuable commodity in the world.
There you go. Thank you, Chapman. We'll continue with the adventures next week. And I look forward to another Tuesday chat with you real soon, my friend.
Yeah, after the Easter weekend. So happy Easter, everybody.
There you go.
To those of you that celebrate it, to those of you that don't, have a fantastic long weekend.
There you go. And be kind to your pipes.